Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Lynch moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Thompson reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Temple steals second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Bell moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey scoops up the ball and tags Hobby for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky is 0-for-1 in the game. Perky takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple bunts towards the mound. Hobby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hobby. Perky moves to third. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Perky scores. Temple moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. Lynch moves to second. It's 4-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Irv Noren pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Draught now pitching. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Purkey strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Purkey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Dick Drott. Orlando Pena now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Reds. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.